In CN News this week, the Scottish Government wastes thousands of pounds on a conversion practices helpline. The Institute urges the Prime Minister to address the scourge of gambling. And Britain strengthens protections for women's tennis. Hello and welcome to CN News on the 14th of August. I'm Joanna Tim. The Scottish Government spent tens of thousands of pounds of taxpayers' money on a conversion practices helpline which was almost never used. Figures obtained by the Institute show that in 2025, almost £72,000 was paid to a charity called LGBT Health and Wellbeing to operate the helpline. However, between October and December, the service was contacted just four times. The helpline's guidance suggests ordinary parental conversations about a child's gender may amount to so-called conversion therapy. Other examples include being prayed over and pastoral counselling. The Christian Institute's Simon Calvert believes it is a misuse of the public's money.
Well, this is an organisation that's infamous for believing that men can breastfeed. And they also believe that parents who tell their children that they're too young to change sex are committing conversion therapy on them. And yet, despite all that, it's getting nearly £250,000 of Scottish taxpayers' money to run this useless helpline that gets barely more than one call a month. And we've worked out that it's about £4,500 per call. Now, I'm sure that that money could be far better spent helping real victims of abuse.
The Christian Institute is urging the Prime Minister to update gambling law and improve protections for the vulnerable. In a letter to Andy Burnham, Director Kieran Kelly called for action to restrict gambling advertising, stop the industry grooming children, and reduce the stake limit for all online gambling. Speaking to Premier, Kieran explained the rationale behind the letter.
Gambling has become endemic in our society. Around about half of the population gamble. And there is something like 1.3 million what are called problem gamblers, the people for whom gambling has almost become an obsession. But there's another 5 million or so people who are indirectly badly affected as a result, as a consequence of perhaps somebody else, a husband or wife or child or friend gambling. The Labour manifesto committed to dealing with the scourge of gambling in society, though they didn't put it quite that way. And I wrote to him recently, simply asking him to accelerate the work they've been doing on that.
The Christian Institute has highlighted that Taylor Swift could have lost millions under proposed changes to cohabitation law in England and Wales. Under Ministry of Justice plans, those who have lived together for at least 3 years or live together and share a child could ask a court to assess whether a former partner's financial needs should be met by the other when separating or if a partner dies without a will. This would echo what takes place in divorce or the death of a spouse. Singer Taylor Swift lived with her ex-boyfriend Joe Alwyn during their six-year relationship, which ended in 2023. Under the proposals, he could be entitled to a share of her considerable fortune, despite having made no legal commitment to her. The Institute said the example simply exposes one kind of injustice these proposals could create. Marriage is the conscious, public, voluntary union of two lives, spiritually, emotionally, legally, and financially. Yet these proposals force financial and legal obligations onto people who have not made that commitment. People who don't promise to stay together shouldn't be treated like those who do. We should be encouraging marriage, not making it look redundant. And finally, Britain's national governing body for tennis is banning male players from all women's competitive events. In 2024, the Lawn Tennis Association protected women's matches between players from different clubs, for example, at county or national level. But following statutory guidance on single-sex spaces, the protections will now be applied to all outcome-based competitions from September. This affects matches that impact a club's internal ratings or league positions. Posting on X, Baroness Davies of Devonport welcomed the good news. Sports are now doing what they should have always done, protect their female players and athletes from unfair sport. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.